consensual.
That was me, listeners. That was me whispering in your ears.
Oh, man.
Very softly.
Yes.
Sensually. So,
oh,
we're trying to woo you here at Brutal Battle.
Yes, we are. Come, sit with us. Join us. For this
Have
little...
a beer. Crack a beer with us.
Yes. Taste that delicious alcoholic goodness.
Yes. So, episode 52, we're getting deep. We're getting close to an actual year's worth.
Really deep. Way down.
Way down.
Deeper and deeper.
From, if anyone doesn't get that reference, from Office Space. when the guy has a heart attack, he's trying to hypnotize Peter.
Gosh,
yeah.
We could quote that movie all day.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Got different conclusions written on it that you could jump to.
Cool. Well, speaking of jumping, something kind of like jumping would be hop knowledge.
Crisscross. So make it hop. All
right. Okay, so I'm doing two hops this time because one is discontinued. So the first one is Columbia, and it is a discontinued.
Columbia.
It was from the United States. Description was lemon and citrus. Details, grown by Dr. Al Honnold for Anheuser-Busch in 1967. Was a sister hop to the Willamette hop. It was discontinued commercially, but may be coming back, actually. So maybe it's not totally irrelevant.
Resurrected.
Indie Hops has been trying to resurrect the variety, but initial attempts produced Meridian instead of Columbia. I guess they were trying to for the Columbia variety, but accidentally created something different.
Hmm.
And I assume Indie Hops is actually a company because it is capitalized. Used for bitterness, flavor, and aroma. Substitutions usually are Calypso, Herald, and Willamette. So I have no examples of Columbia.
Well done, sir.
Straight up.
Way to let us down. Way to let us down.
So then we go to Columbus Hops.
Columbus.
Also from the United States, description is earthy, spicy, and pungent with slight citrus notes. Cultivated in the early 1990s from Nugget Hops, it's one of the three main C's, Cascade, Centennial, and Columbus. Is a patented hop variety grown widely throughout the United States. It's owned by HUSA-CEZ LLC, which is a joint venture between Hop Union and Charles E. Zimmerman.
I love Charles. Good guy.
I know that Charles, dude.
Chuck.
Hop Union brought a lawsuit against Charles E. Zimmerman for patent infringement, alleging he gave the variety to Yakima Chief. Interesting. Resulted in the rebranding of Yakima Chief's variety as Tomahawk Hops. Columbus and Tomahawk are identical in all respects. And Zeus is a provat. Provat.
I don't know. Maybe something
pass those guys.
You put your little spoon in when you're done.
Used for bitterness, flavor, and aroma. Substitutions would be Centennials, any Centennial type, CTZ, F10, Tomahawk, and Zeus. And I do actually have some examples of this here hop. Columbus hops are used in Dogfish Head's Shelter Pale Ale, as well as Flying Dog's Snake Dog IPA.
Oh, Snake Dog.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is a nice IPA.
Not bad.
I do enjoy me some Snake Dog.
Snake Dog.
All right, well, it's important to note that I'm on my deathbed as
what
far as the beer knife fight goes.
What's going on here? This is a hot bomb, and we got another another black beer. What is happening?
This is the final installment of the beer knife fight
is
between...
Is back in black or something?
I don't know. We'll have to see. It is between myself, Carlin, of Brutal Battle, and Sean Creel of Brew Keep.
Mm-hmm.
He is slaughtering me at the moment, mainly because of old Rasputin last episode.
The reigning lord and master of beers, apparently.
So, unless something like super-duper crazy happens here... I think he's going to beat me.
I can't believe you also have a stout-looking beer.
This is a dark-looking beer right
here. It's
got
to be a black IPA, I think.
Well, let us take a look at it. It is obviously dark. Mm-hmm. You can see a little bit of red on the edges.
Yes, you can definitely see a little bit of red there.
The head is pretty white.
It's not motor oil.
Head's pretty white.
Yeah.
About all you creamy. Can say. All you can say about that there.
Yeah. Yes, indeedy. Yes, smell. Indeedy.
What are you getting out of the smell? Hops, of course.
Ooh, nice and sweet. Got some licorice. Got some nice roasty malt there.
Does smell nice.
That is sweet. Real sweet. What yeah. the hell? You apparently are crafty, too. You and Sean are thinking along the same lines here, Skip. I appreciate it.
I was trying to be crafty.
I know. I see that. I like the nose. I'm intrigued. It smells hoppy. It looks dark as an MF. Come on, take me a sip.
All right, let's go ahead.
That's definitely a black IPA for sure. Tasty. Light, a little wet, a little loose, a little watery.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice hops on it, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's got a really nice malty backbone.
Got some chocolate to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. I like it. I'm a fan. I like this beer. Another high-scoring one for me, I think.
Well, at least I'm not going to go out in a pile of flames.
Yeah, this is one. It's see, with me and hop bombs, it's that asserting bitterness that just it nukes your palate. And I understand brewers go for that sometimes, and that's fine. It's just not my bag. So this does not have that. This has that nice bitterness that cuts through. But the other layers are still there. Like, it doesn't obliterate everything else. It just, it mingles well with the other dimensions of this beer.
Yeah, it's like, it's very well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those little rocks that you put in that little tumbler back yes. in the 80s.
Oh, I used to have one of those.
Little rock tumblers.
I used to have a rock tumbler. Never did shit with it, but I had it. And I put some stuff in it, and nothing happened. I was so dumb when I was little, I had no clue what the hell I was doing.
You know, I do think it's interesting to point out that most black IPAs are kind of they have that hoppy twang at the end, a mm-hmm. bitterness that's a little offensive, but this just it really just rounds it out at the end, and you really don't have it with this beer.
I think you get it. I get it a little tiny bit, but yes, I would say in general this is very it finishes very clean in general. Yes.
So would it be fair to say that this is usually the way you like your IPAs?
Oh, this is...
Like black IPAs because the malt kind of rounds things out.
This is delicioso. Yeah, I like my IPAs double and boozy or black. Just like I like my women.
Nice.
Double and boozy. Drunk twins all day.
Beer's a brick. Ouch. It's might to might there.
Yeah, I like this. I'm honing in on some numbers. Haven't decided on one yet. You obviously know that this is one of yours.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. But don't even think about that.
No,
I'm doing the same. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to give it a fair number.
I like this.
I want to give it a legit number.
I like this. Rebecca, I like this.
I like it too.
I'm between a 7 and an 8.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. Okay. I'm a fan.
That's legit.
You're not going to give it a 9?
No. Mm-mm.
Rebecca wants to know if he's going to give it a 9. Says nah.
I think it's a 7 for me. Honestly, if I really like look at it, it's a 7 for me.
Okay, so
The nose could pop a little more, and the finish could be a little bit. The finish does for me. It needs to be a little bit more rounded for me.
I think it's really good. I want to give it a 6. So, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca has given it a 6. I think she only gives 6. That's fair though.
66 times in the head.
What?
What? You don't get that reference?
No, not at all.
Great Outdoors. Come on.
It's been a long time.
Such a classic movie.
Yes, but it's been a long
time. Dude got hit with lightning 66 times in the head.
Well, would you like to make any guesses, sir?
That is a beer.
Yeah, it's a beer.
Obviously it's a black IPA. I do not think it's Back in Black, because I think Back in Black has a bit more hop presence to it. I always remember that there's this one black IPA you always talk about. I'm trying to remember what the hell it is.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, I always bring up, like, Black Cannon and Back in Black, and you're like, well, the best black IPA I've had is bleh, and you always
And it was that. Southern Tears Iniquity, is
maybe,
what I would say.
Maybe that was one. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Watch it be Back in Black, and I'm just talking about
it. Okay. Well, I'm going to reveal it. It is Firestone Walker's Wookiee Jack.
Wookiee Jack.
Which is a black rye IPA.
Ah, so interesting.
Didn't pick up on the rye notes. And it is a 22-ounce bottle, so there is more than half of it left.
Well, then.
So if you like it.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Yeah.
We are not sauced at all, by the way. We are so sober right now.
Well, if you want to go ahead and start talking about what you were going to talk about, I will tabulate the beer knife fight, although right. I'm pretty sure that Sean won. But we'll see how bad the beating I took was.
Contabulate the beer knife fight, if you will.
Go ahead and do that.
All right, so last weekend, as you may or may not know, I am expecting a child here in the next couple days. The due date is actually 3 days from now, although we're thinking she's going to go a little late. Anyway, can't wait to be a dad, by the way. Anyway, so last weekend, my brother wanted to take me out one last, you know, brother and brother hurrah. So we went down to Baltimore, and obviously our first step in the evening was Max's Tap House down in Fells Point, which was lovely. They do, luckily, they do the 4 ounce, the little half pours. So we all in all sampled 17 different brews. So yeah, I'm just going to, I brought the beer list. Luckily they give it to you. It's on paper. You can write on it and make notes and whatever. So I checked the things we liked. I wrote like a note or two here and there and actually wrote some negative comments as well. I'm just going to go down the line of what we checked. Should be in alphabetical order, so. First off was Anderson Valley Wild Turkey Stout. Wild Turkey meaning the bourbon, so it was a Anderson Valley Bourbon Stout. It's a bourbon-aged stout, 6.9%, which I thought was a little low for a bourbon-aged stout, but you know, I thought it was great. I really liked the bourbon flavor. I remember we didn't really get too much of the aging out of it, per se, but it was a very strong bourbon presence, and we really enjoyed it. It was quite good. That was one of the ones we checked off, so that was great. The next beer was actually the beer of the evening. It was the most impressive beer we had all night. It was the Del Ducato Verde, which I'm pretty sure is an Italian beer. I have not heard of Del Ducato before, but it is an imperial stout with chilies at 8.2%. Just amazing nose and flavor. Just fantastic brew all around. Great beer. We both were just couldn't drink it fast enough. I swore that if we ordered a pint, I was going to get that, but we ended up not ordering a pint. We just kept ordering the little tasters.
Little sips.
He had never had Sweet Baby Jesus, so we got that as well, the chocolate peanut butter porter.
That's a crime, not having it.
Well, he lives up in Lititz in PA, so.
You know. Oh, you can get it in Pennsylvania.
But he liked it. He didn't say it was, you know, amazing or anything, but he was kind of intrigued by the peanut butter thing. He thought that was kind of odd, so he liked it. Next on the list was Goose Island Matilda Lambicus, which is patented as a sour/wild ale at 7% alcohol. My brother thought this literally smelled like a turd. Like, he actually flagged down our bartender, this waitress, this chick with dreadlocks, and he was like, smell that. Like, I think he was kind of being a little weird, honestly. I was like, don't ask her that, but whatever.
I've never asked a server to stick their nose in my beer.
Yeah, I was like, smell this, and she's like, what are you smelling? He was like, doesn't it smell like a turd? She was like, not really, and kind of looked at him weird and walked away. So, very uncomfortable for him.
I'm sure that's actually a great way to pick up chicks.
I thought he was a kind of a jackass for doing that, but it was all in good fun. The next beer we had, and again, there's 17, so I'm going to go through these quick. The Grado Plato Strada San Felice. Again, I'm pretty sure this is Italian. Oh, Italian ale with chestnuts. There you go. It's Italian.
With chestnuts.
With chestnuts. Wow, 8%. Cool. Very interesting beer. Very good.
Sounds interesting.
Yes. It reminded me of Nut Brown Ale.
Oh, okay.
Along those lines. Very interesting. Very good. While I didn't check it, I remember it was very interesting, balanced. It was nice. Unfortunately, the next beer, which my brother insisted we get, which I was very adamant about not getting because I knew it was going to be terrible, Great Divide Peach Grand Cru. This is a Peach Grand Cru at 12% alcohol. And I thought, I literally wrote down coppery Band-Aids.
Ooh.
That's what it tasted like.
Never good.
Terrible. Not a fan. Moving on. The next beer we got, which we have had excellent luck with Zimators in the past. They're like a sour. Okay. I don't know what Zimator means exactly, because the last ones we had were Italian sours, but this says German. It's the Hofstetten Saphir Bock Zimator. And it's a German sour Bock at 7.4%. And it says, my notes literally say black pepper and Smarties. So that was a very unique beer.
Yeah.
We did not check it off, so it was not one of our favorites, but it was very interesting, nonetheless. Next was another one of our favorites was the local option Morning Wood, an oak-aged coffee amber at 7.1%. I had never had a coffee amber. I never had coffee.
Good?
Oh, yeah. It was really interesting.
Local option was the brewery?
Yeah.
They're out of Chicago.
It was very good.
It's very hard to get their stuff here. I don't know how Max has got it.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
I'm a little jealous right now. I wanted to try local option.
Amber and coffee. It was very different. Very interesting. Definitely one of the favorites. I mean, this is like fresh brewed coffee. Not the green coffee, not the roasted, but it was just like a cup of Joe with amber.
Wow.
It was really interesting. Very good. Next off, I don't have any notes for this one, but it was the Monarchy Methusalem. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. It was a German sour alt beer, 10%. All those characteristics I thought I would have loved, but I didn't write any notes, no check, so that was just kind of, don't really recall. Next was Omegang Take the Black. It was a 7% ABV stout, and I wrote Astringent Band-Aids.
Apparently that's not good.
Yeah, that's another one of the Game of Thrones beers.
Yes,
right?
And
yeah.
I have it, and I was planning on maybe doing it on a show.
Yeah, just
so
not a fan.
We'll reevaluate at that point.
Next was the Oscar Blues French Oaked Goodnight on Nitro.
Ooh,
which is a
French
oak aged imperial red at 8.7%. This one just didn't do it for me because the nitro really took away from it. It just did not play well with nitro.
Yeah.
It tasted flat. I needed some carbonation. It just wasn't there. It didn't fly for me. I thought that was a very odd style
to
oak
put
age
on?
And nitro. I didn't get it.
That's weird to me because oak gives it a creamy quality. And nitrogen gives it a creamy quality.
Yeah.
So it seems like you'd be over-creaming
the beer. It was odd. I didn't care for it. Moving right along, and this is what we hinted at last episode, the Saucony Creek Captain Pumpkin Maple. It's Imperial Pumpkin Ale at 9.5%. We love this. We both agreed that it reminded us of Pumpkin without the graham cracker nose.
Wow.
But it still was like, it was right there. The maple really took that up a notch. It was excellent. So we really like that. And you know me, I don't really care for pumpkins as a whole. So that was a good beer. Actually, the next two were both excellent beers in our opinion. Next was the Stillwater Alvine Wild West, which was a Belgian Golden Sour at 6% alcohol. I will tell you, without question, this was the most sour beer we've both ever had.
Really?
It was like drinking vinegar. I wrote, my notes literally say vinegar death.
Did you like it, though?
It made our eyes water. That's how sour it was.
I've typically liked everything I've had from Stillwater.
Sour death. I mean, this is a sour, like, that's going beyond sour. You know, they really went the extra mile. This was the Hot Bomb equivalent of sours. It was just like, holy shit, this is sour. Like I said, it literally made our eyes water, but it was very good. I liked it a lot. Next up was the Stillwater Union Flying Dog collaboration Black Market. Hoppy Black Ale at 6%, and we just felt this was uber balanced. Just a very well-balanced beer. No outstanding characteristics per se, but it was just very drinkable, very nice. And with Stillwater Union and Flying Dog, you probably expect some pretty decent results.
Not had any Union beer.
No, me neither.
So I would like to try their stuff.
We have three more. The next was another collaboration with Stone 10 Barrel Blue Jacket Suede. It was an Imperial Porter with flowers at 8.4%. Didn't care for that one. The flowers were odd, and it was a little lacking on body. Didn't happen for us.
Damn it, because I have one of those in my fridge right now. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler for me.
Yeah. And the next, which I was really excited about, was the Terrapin Moohoo.
Oh,
chocolate milk stout, 6%. But for us, it literally just tasted like chocolate milk.
Yeah, it was a little underwhelming to me.
Yeah.
If you want to go with a stout from Terrapin that's really good, their Wake and Bake is a lot better.
Mm.
And that's like a coffee oatmeal stout.
Oh, that sounds
wonderful.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Because I've liked things from Terrapin. Speaking of which, our last beer we tried, and this is just in alphabetical order, not literally the last beer we tried, the Terrapin Oaked Big Hoppy Monster.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it was wonderful. Oak-aged Imperial IPA at 9.1%. And I just wrote in capital letters, fresh hops, which I don't usually like. But with this style, it worked beautifully. It was delicious. And I remember that beer specifically. It was great.
The interesting thing is with really hoppy beers, sometimes oak can do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And it can really kill the hops. But in that beer, I had it probably actually last month. I had it probably about 3 weeks ago or so. And it was just, it was really nice. And the, it seemed like the oak and the hops were not in competition, which a lot of times can happen with beers like that. But yeah, killer. They did a killer job with that beer.
So I just want to give a quick recap. The beers we liked out of all 17 we tried, really quick. Anderson Valley Wild Turkey Stout. The Del Ducato Verde, hands down the best beer we had all night. The Local Option Morning Wood. The Saucony Creep Captain Pumpkin Maple. The Stillwater Alvine Wild West. The Stillwater Union Flying Dog Black Market. And finally, the Terrapin Oaked Big Hoppy Monster. All exceptional beers. We both liked all of those. So
it sounds like you guys were bombed at the end of that night.
Hammered. We went to this place. Well, actually, the funny thing is, my friend just bought a 52-foot yacht.
Okay.
And they live on it. Him and his wife live on it. And they dock right there in Fell's Point.
Wow.
And I was like, I wonder if Dave and Natalie are here. And sure enough, as soon as you walk out, I can see their boat right there from Max's. They're literally, that's where they dock, right there in Fell's. So we walked up, and he's sitting there cleaning. And he's like, oh, yeah, come on in. He gave us a huge tour, took us down the engine room. We were chilling on the his big 52-foot boat. And it was just, they're nutty people. I mean, they're swingers, they're nudists, they're huge D&D freaks. I mean, they are a crazy couple. Let me tell you, they are nuts. Probably one of the craziest partiers I've ever met. Crazy people.
Cool.
But yeah, it was really cool to get a tour of their boat and hang out with them. And then we went to Thames Oyster House, Thames Street Oyster House, which was so amazing. If you can get fresh oysters and you have a selection, if you see any from Virginia, get them. Virginian oysters are amazing. We got, I think, 16 in total, but the Virginian were by far the best. And the lobster rolls there were just amazing.
Lobster rolls can be awesome.
Because I've been up through New England, I've been to Maine, I've been to Boston, and I know lobster rolls, and they make some killer lobster rolls. So.
Well,
yeah, we had a good night.
I will now reveal the results of the beer knife fight. It's obvious, I think, to everyone that Sean Creel from Brewkeep won this.
Mm-hmm.
So, great job, Sean. I tried. My overall number, average beer score was 4.58.
Not bad.
And his overall average beer score, 5.33.
Wow, he almost beat you by a whole point.
Yeah, almost. The funny thing is, Kyle, when you had your beer knife fight,
mm-hmm.
your average beer score is the exact same as what mine was.
Really?
So we failed on the exact same level.
Exact? How is that possible?
4.58.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We were meant to be on this podcast together.
Crazy, apparently. Oh my God.
But I will point out that the low point for me was my Truth Imperial IPA by Flying Dog with a rating of 3 overall.
Ooh.
Average of 3. The Green Flash West Coast IPA got an average of 4.25. And then the Wookiee Jack got an average of 6.5, which was my high point.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, his low point was Troeg's Perpetual IPA with an overall 4. His double wide IPA by Boulevard at 4.25. And then his top was obviously the old Rasputin with a 7.75.
Wow.
Which is retarded.
That is ridiculous. You really threw your curveball there.
Damn you, Sean Creel.
Who would think that? He obviously had some inclination. He was like, he had to have been thinking, I need a stout that's 75 IBUs or more. There's no way you can just type in like 75 IBUs and get a list and then be like, oh, look, there's a stout. I'll take that one.
And
he had to have been thinking that.
That's what did it. It was the old Rasputin. Had he not put the old Rasputin in and put in some other beer that was like a little bit not as good as the Wookiee Jack, I would have won. It really came down to the old Rasputin. So, Sean, well played.
Fantastic.
You thought outside of the box, and it paid off big time.
Big time.
So, I'm a loser. Kyle over here is a loser.
Yep.
Well,
I would like, and I know I lost fair and square, because it was, but I haven't been challenged to a specific style. My next beer knife fight, and it needs to be a style I like.
I would like
barley wine, stout, or porter.
Oh, okay.
Barley wine, stout, or porter.
Okay, so all listeners, you heard that. Go ahead, send us an email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh, if we did a barley wine knife fight, holy hell.
We would be...
Yes, we'd be like...
Actually, good. Could you imagine if we did a barley wine brutal battle royale tournament for one of the episodes?
We would be so banged up.
16 barley wines?
16 barley wines.
That'd be
apparently
crazy.
We just decided what episode 100 is going to be.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Barley wine.
It would be awesome, and it would be a wreck at the same time.
Yes, we would be like, sha-sha-ba-sha-bing.
All right, well.
I know one beer that I would want to put in there.
What's that?
Horn Dog.
I know one beer I would not put in there.
What?
Lower de Boom by 21st Amendment. That's not a very good barley wine.
I like Horn Dog.
But I would put in Flying Mouflon.
Oh, Flying Mouflon is. That would be. Followed I bet by, you that would make it to the top four.
Followed by Devil's Milk by Duclaw.
Yeah, Devil's Milk. But Flying Mouflon, that's right. Remember, I got that not too long ago. It was like a couple months, like maybe 6 weeks ago.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I like Flying Mouflon.
All right. Well, we do have our mystery beers in front of us.
I don't want to drink anymore. I'm drunk.
Look, if you get through these mystery beers, you can have more of the Wookiee Jack.
It creeps me out that they're the exact same color. Almost.
Almost. A is
a little cloudy.
Yeah, A is a tad bit cloudy, but other than the cloudiness, they're the same color.
They are the same color. All right, here we go.
And it's like an orangish.
Yes.
Like an amber orange.
Orangish amber. Okay, so we've covered the color. Let's fast forward a little bit.
And A is the one that is a little cloudy.
Yes, cloudy.
Ooh. No me gusta the nose.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. It's a little sweet, the gumball thing going on. Yeah, this is your typical, I don't try to brew beer, I just make this and hope people like it.
This is like, hey, alfalfa.
Gumball a little bit.
I don't know. I don't think
it's got the sweetness, it's got the hay. Yeah, this is like, just the typical, this is your throwaway smell right here.
This is the nose I get, and I'm immediately like, oh god.
Yeah, yes.
Not again.
Sigh. This is sigh in a glass, basically.
Alright, well let's just... jump into it.
Here we go.
Not good.
Wrong pipe.
Uh-oh.
A wrong pipe.
Don't choke. He's dying. This beer is killing Kyle. Come on.
That's not sigh. That's beer in my lungs.
Can't taste that way.
Mm.
It's not good.
It's not nearly as bad as I was expecting.
Exactly. That's right.
It's not as bad as I was expecting.
Right.
It's got a little bit of sweetness. It's got some body.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's not terrible.
I'm going to say it's got a hell of a lot more body than I thought it would have.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not good, but I'm surprised at the same time.
I don't hate this. I don't like it by a far stretch, but I don't hate it.
It's got a little bit of a malted milk ball flavor to it.
I like that. I've been eating leftover Whoppers from Halloween all week. My coworker bought in like a gallon bag of Milk Duds and Whoppers, and I've just been like, oh my god.
I'd be killing those Milk Duds.
And they're not like, they don't rip out your fillings anymore. I think they changed up something in the Milk Duds because they're not as hard as they used to be.
Okay.
But I like me some Whoppers.
Yeah, I'm done with A. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I like your random air swatting.
Yeah, I was swatting the air with
If you
could
see this, he put it down and he just started swatting like a cat in a ball of yarn. He was like, no.
Done. Get it out.
I am freaking out your cat, by the way, doing that.
Oh, yeah. She's Chloe in the house. What's up? You may have heard her on a previous episode yelling.
But... yeah.
All right, well, let's move to B. B, this is the clearer one.
Yep, same color. Whatever.
And let's... yep.
Ooh, that's not
bad. Oh, my gosh. What the
front door?
Pineapple. Ooh, fresh pineapple.
Fresh. I like the way you say that. It's fresh.
Oh my god. Very tropical. It's got such a tropical nose.
It does. It really does.
Passion fruit.
I get something.
Pineapple.
Yeah, passion fruit. A little like pomegranate, something like that.
Yeah,
something
maybe.
Red.
This is just. It's just like a tropical fruit mix.
Yes. This is fruit salad.
Tropical fruit salad beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great nose.
Actually, I'm gonna take a sip of water because I really need to cleanse my palate after A.
But yeah, man, that nose. Killer nose.
It is fruity.
All right. You want to cheers this one? Hopefully it's good. Whee!
Tart.
Yeah. It's kind of tart.
Very interesting.
Oh. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hoppy, but it's like a... it's like a tropical hop, you know. It's like the pineapple.
It's like a tropical hop. I mean, maybe there's just, hops let me called... just lay this down. This shit's like a tropical hop.
Maybe it's called Trop Hop. I don't know.
I think that if we ever start like a 2-man R&B group, it's gonna be called Trop Hop.
Trop Hop.
Let's lay down some Trop Hop. Trop Hop. No, no. This isn't a rave. What are you doing? This isn't a light switch rave.
I like this though. This beer,
very different.
It's really clean too.
I'm really trying to like touch upon that sweetness because it's very specific. I want to say cherry. It's got something red there. I'm getting more of like the red fruits. I'm just trying to pinpoint what it is.
It's really clean.
It is clean.
It finishes so clean. It's like super fresh.
Yeah.
You know, it's what you would associate with those tropical fruit notes.
At the end, a lemon. Lemon, almost like a lime, too, there, though. At the end. I think that's the freshness. It's clean. There's more of, like, the citrus of lemon, lime, even some orange in there.
Yeah, it's like that, a little bit of, like, a tart kick at the end.
Yeah, it's like a lemon, lime kind of tart, yeah.
Just a little bit of a palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm. This is really good. I like B a lot.
Yeah.
I like B a lot. Mm. Let's go back to the stinking turd that A probably is now.
The steamy.
It smells pile. Like wet hay now.
Oh, come on.
That's a whole lot of nothing.
Ugh.
After having B, it just... That's the thing. Like, these are so biased reviews because you play two beers off each other. They influence each other's ratings and things like that. Yeah.
Right.
But A, yeah, really is lacking.
Yeah, but we weren't impressed with A before we had B anyway, so...
Well, remember we said it had a good body. It said, you know, mm-hmm. we had some positive remarks about it.
Yeah, we're going to start being like Brewkeep.
Yeah, we're going to love everything.
We love it all! Sorry, Sean. I'm just a little bitter because you beat me. You bastard.
I'm just curious who's going to nut up and challenge me to a knife fight. Come on, guy. Are you the man? You... Bob,
whoever's Fred. Named Bob out there.
Yeah, exactly. Steve.
I would kind of be interested in seeing Rebecca challenge you.
Challenge? Oh, gosh. Yeah. That would be interesting.
I would like Rebecca to challenge you.
I think Rebecca's already been called out. You remember
that.
Yeah,
Chris. Mm-hmm. Chris Swain did.
Already spoken for, man.
It was just said.
Yeah,
it was nothing
said.
Formal.
It was said.
We gotta wait.
I heard it.
Maybe there will be something formal.
Yeah.
All right, do you have an idea on where you're going with these beers? Yes. Okay.
A. You give me A.
Okay, I'm going to give you 2.
That's what I was going to give it. Done.
Okay. 2. I'm not surprised. I kind of figured. You give me the lead on B.
Let me take another sip real quick.
Okay, I want another sip too. Honestly, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's just so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I'm struggling. It's between, I'll say it's between 6 and 7.
Okay.
I'm, I don't know.
Where you gonna go? I know where I'm going, but I'm not gonna say anything yet, because I want you to.
6 or 7. I don't know. No, you go. You go.
Okay.
You won't influence
me. Don't be
me.
Swayed.
I'm not. You're going 7.
I'm getting 6.
Oh, you're going 6?
I am going 6.
I'm surprised. Because I was leaning 6, but I thought you were going to go 7, so I'll go 6 as well.
Okay. So, overall 6. That's good. That's great. That's going to make...
It's fantastic.
It's going to make our list on the website at brutalbattle.com.
Interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm real interested to see what B is, because that's super cool.
That's what's bringing me... Like, I don't really like it. Style and bitterness, it's not my thing, but I'm so intrigued by it. That's why I had to give it a higher score.
I'm gonna drink all of it.
I'm so intrigued by it. I can't give this a 7 because I don't love it. I'm just not like boom, but it's very
you appreciate
different.
It.
Yes, yeah. I do.
All right, well, let me go ahead and reveal A, because A is a stinky fat turd. A with an overall of 2.
That's good.
Do you want to guess a brewery or anything? Or you're still done with
I think it's Stinking Fat Turd out of Stinking Turd, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right. Okay. A with an overall of 2 is... Oh, yeah. Southern Tier's Harvest Seasonal.
Yeah. Harvest Seasonals, why? Why do you do this to us?
You know, I'm not surprised because I had this beer probably about a month or so. Well, maybe more like 2 months ago.
I'm pretty sure that
ago.
Was another one I had at the friendship thing. And I was
oh,
just
yeah.
like, eh.
I had it like 2 months ago with a meal, and it's okay with a meal,
yeah.
but it's got a lot of like the hay quality alfalfa.
Was that like at a beer pairing thing?
No, well, I was at Pairings Bistro okay. eating a nice meal, but I just, it wasn't anything special. I just ordered that beer because I hadn't had it before. I wanted to give it a shot. And I wasn't big on it. They came by at the end of the after I'd finished it, and they were like, "Oh, would you like another Harvest Ale?" And I was like, "No, thank you."
You were like,
"That's enough."
I'll go after yourself.
I tried it once. That's enough for me.
Once, I wish I didn't even try it once. It was horrible. All
right, well, B, pretty exciting.
I am very intrigued to see what this is.
An overall of 6, and doing quite well. It is the winner of the episode, but not threatening. Or the Master Brewer Lord, which
I
is
can't believe
Racer 5 Racer IPA 5. By Bear Republic.
Because in my fridge right now, I do have a Racer 5. Because
it's awesome.
But I have many other beers that I like more. You know what I mean? It's
have
like,
those
it
beers
blows
been in
my
the tournament?
Mind. Yeah.
Oh.
Some of them have.
Well, you have both of us.
90 minute, which we rated horribly.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
With a 6 is... Oh! Founders Brewing Centennial IPA. You know, it's funny because I had this on the IPA Day episode.
Really?
Yeah, we did the all-day IPA, fractional IPA, the Centennial IPA, and their Double Trouble, which is their double IPA. So, and now my cat's shoving her head in the bag.
Yeah, she is literally bag head.
She smells the Centennial IPA in there, and she's like, this beer smells so good!
Yep. Well, she is claiming these bags as her new home.
So, hey... Great job, Founders, once again. You guys kick ass.
Yeah.
You know,
we are our Founders stuff. Fanboys, apparently.
Although the Dirty Bastard didn't do so hot on
yeah,
the show, but,
true.
You know. Scotch ales.
Can't win them all.
It for me, it's hard to like actually like a Scotch ale.
Yes. They're not good. They're kind of a throwaway style for me.
Yep. Well, this was a good episode. We had some good tasting, and, you know, we can have some more of this Wookie Jack,
sir.
Oh! Once again, Sean Creel, congratulations. I hate you.
Yeah. And someone challenge me, because I want the spotlight next.
You heard it. What were the styles you wanted in?
I would do porter, stout, barley wine. We can do any kind of porter, any kind of stout, barley wine.
Got it.
Even like a real boozy double IPA would be awesome. Like a high ABV double IPA, like 8 and up, something like that would be cool.
All right. Yeah. So you heard it. If you're
or sour. MF and sour. But... God, they're so hard to get. So
yeah, you can't get sours in Maryland.
So I would want consecration, and I wouldn't even be able to get it. So.
Well, you heard it. If you're interested, you can accept or present a challenge.
Yeah.
You choose your terms.
I want to be embarrassed again. Someone kick the crap out of
me.
Because it makes for good entertainment for our listeners.
And I would like to see that happen.
Yes,
so go ahead and email us at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
At shemail.com.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much once again. We had a great episode. Beer knife fight over. Looking forward to the next one.
Yes.
And never forget.
Keep it MFing brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.